Hi, my name is Sarah Ash, and I'm a reporter-producer for the Texas Standard. I usually would not call myself a sports fan, but I grew up watching soccer. One of my favorite stories I've reported looked at how women's soccer specifically is growing in popularity in Texas and across the country. Listen anytime to the Texas Standard wherever you get your podcasts.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Nat King Cole.
Straighten up and fly right.
Nathaniel straighten Adams up, Coles right. Was born on the 17th of March, 1919, and came to prominence first as a leading jazz pianist, and then, of course, as one of the voices of the American Songbook. He also, in addition to his music, was one of the first African-Americans to host a variety show on television called the Nat King Cole Show. He began performing when he was a teenager and made his way out to Los Angeles, where he founded the King Cole Swingers.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time.
His musicianship was legendary. His ability to play the piano and his warm, inviting, stylish baritone voice really invited people into the song and invited people into the moment of creating music.
You wander down the lane and far away.
The fact that he was able to be polished and sophisticated on stage belies the racism that he suffered as an aspirant, up-and-coming, talented African-American.
Of yesterday.
His music sounds, perhaps, almost too perfect. The presentation that he gives is flawless, down to his suits, his attire, to the way he handles himself on the keyboard, to the way that his ensemble presents. Yet, underneath it all, just scratching the surface, one can find the most central dilemmas of the 20th century American life directly in his living room.
L is for the way you look at me.
How do we react when we are faced with adversity? How do we manage our fears and the uncertainties of being told that it's not that we're not good enough, it's that we're not right enough? The fact that he was able to perform and conquer that fear or conquer that sense of injustice, at least in his presentation, brings all of us a renewed sense of the meaning of the word courage. And for the generations that come after Nat King Cole, they're able to give a sense of gratitude and homage to a man whose life was a life that was lived, confronting head-on these noxious demons.
Was made for me and you.
My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.
Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast, produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For more information on KUT programs and to support the station, go to KUT.org. And thanks again.